the rest of the story. When this century was young, so were Ole and Bess. Ole Evan Rood and Bess Carey, a strapping, good-looking young man and his best girl. One sunny Sunday in Wisconsin's lush midsummer, Ole and Bess and some friends went on a picnic. They had a favorite picnic spot, the shores of Lake Okauchee west of Milwaukee. It was so pleasant there, so quiet that their voices were as a joyous symphony in a hushed concert hall. To the others it was apparent, if tacitly expressed, that big, strong, gentle Ole was as in love as a young fellow could be. It was always in his expressions, in his rapt attentiveness to Bess. Indeed, he, Ole, would have done just about anything in the world for her, and yet he, so shy, could not find a way to say so. Until that one day, after their picnic feast was done, the sandwiches and the pie, and Bess batted the lashes above those huge clear eyes, and she said, "Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful if only they had some ice cream?" Well, Ole jumped to his feet. There was a place just across the lake, he said. Couldn't be more than a mile or two, he said. A place called Schatz's, where ice cream was sold. And if Bess really wanted ice cream, he, Ole, would be happy to take one of the rowboats and retrieve some ice cream. Bess blushed, and she smiled sweetly, self-consciously. All that way, just for her? Oh, she wouldn't hear of Ole going to all that trouble, but Ole was already headed for the rowboat. Oh, he'd return in no time, he said, and Ole set out across the lake. Well, Bess and the rest watched his powerful arms pull at the oars until both he and the tiny vessel had all but disappeared in the dazzling afternoon sunlight. It seemed a long time, really, before Ole reappeared with his precious cargo, and, oh, my goodness, he did look so proud. His friends cheered, waving from the shoreline, and then with outstretched hands, they eagerly received the ice cream containers, and they opened the first to discover... to discover not ice cream, but sweet, sticky soup. In the August heat, over a mile or so from one side of the lake to the other, the ice cream had melted. And Bess, for whom Ole's dashing effort had been in vain, dear Bess began to laugh. She tried to suppress it, but she just could not. And she laughed again, this time hilariously, uncontrollably, and then the others started laughing. And though big, strong, gentle, shy Ole was able to force a smile, long after his friends forgot, he could not. Into the lives of each of us comes that one moment of ultimately unbearable embarrassment. Most of us get over it. Ole Evan Rood never did. He never forgot the day of that picnic when he had wanted so to impress his sweetheart, when he had sought to retrieve ice cream for her from across the lake, and when he could not row fast enough, for all of his strength, he could not row fast enough to keep the ice cream from melting. They laughed at Ole, and he never, ever forgot. The next year, 1906, Ole Evan Rood married Bess Carey, and soon after that, in memory of one wonderful, awful, sublimely happy, yet supremely humiliating summer afternoon, he, Ole, did something for which he will always be remembered. History records that a man named Ole Evan Rood invented the outboard motor. And that is true. And now you know the rest of the story.